Good morning, Steph.
Good morning. So coming off, back of Supporter Drive, lots of new music to get through. And we're going to start with Nena Cherry, who, of course, started out when she was fairly young and has a career that spans across 40 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, it cuts across pop, punk, jazz, hip hop. There's a lot in there. But she's back with her fifth solo album, and it's called Broken Politics. And she's brought along Fortet again on production duties.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And like her other work, this is a very boundaryless album that has a profound look at the history of colonialism, the refugee crisis, gun violence, and feminism.
Gosh. So just a few small topics just to throw
a few,
in there.
Yeah, just a few small ones there. Sound-wise, you know, it's a bit softer than her last album. There's a bed of harps, flutes, steel drums in there. And her singing, at times she's rapping as well. Is really free-flowing and emotive.
Amazing.
Yeah, so Nena Cherry back again with a new album, Broken Politics. Here's a taste of it, this track here called Faster Than the Truth.
Was a promised land, another havoc with my legacy belongs to me. Pin you to the bed, did everything I said, took me to the death, look for solid land.
What a cool sound.
Nena Cherry, I think a lot of people have been looking forward to this album, but yeah, here it is, Broken Politics. And some exciting news last week, she's just been announced for Sydney Festival and playing at Carriage Works in January, which is very exciting.
What a great venue too.
Yeah, it's going to be
this
a
is going to be a good
show.
One. Yeah. This is going to be a good one. All right, cool. What else have we got for this week?
Right, so coming back closer to home are Sydney Rapscallions and garage punk quartet Straight Arrows.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they've spent the last few years, you know, touring quite a bit, and I think earned the title of the most King Street Crawl shows played last month.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they did like five
shows
in the span of 12 hours, just, venue hopping.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, their third album came out on Friday and is called On Top, and the energy on this record is pretty much locked to 100.
So strap in and get ready.
Yeah, right. It's one of those ones. fuzzed out guitars that sit in that garage punk psychedelia territory that they do really well. And, you know, it's upbeat, a lot of fun, and just overflowing with this unbridled energy.
One to dance along to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So let's take a listen to one of their tracks from Straight Arrows. This is called I Don't.
See what you mean about those energy levels.
that harmonica just straight into it. Yep.
I can see myself when this comes on in the mornings. I'm going to be up and dancing and jumping.
Exactly. That's the type of album to do that to.
Yep.
And another one for your diary, launching Saturday, November 10th at Marrickville Bowling Club, Straight Arrows. Yeah. And their
fantastic
new album On Top.
Excellent. Okay. We've got one last piece of new music for this week.
Cool. So we've got the seventh release from our favourite Melbourne Hammond organ trio. It's Cooking on Three Burners.
Yes.
So they've returned with Lab Experiments Volume 2, with Volume 1 being our feature album, one of the feature albums last year here at 2SER. And, you know, as the title suggests, they've continued and returned to this experiment. And also, I guess, an exercise in joining the dots between deep funk, raw soul, there's a dirty organ jazz in there, a bit of boogaloo.
Beautiful.
Yeah, some seriously slick grooves on here, and organ and guitar jam outs with seasoned powerhouse guest vocalist and regular collaborator Kylie Orders. She makes an appearance, and newcomer Kate, who some listeners may have heard on the single Warning that we've been spinning.
Love that. Yeah. Her voice, beautiful.
Yeah, such a force of nature. And And speaking of a force of nature, we're going to go out with that exact track title. This is Force of Nature from Cooking on Three Burners, coming off their album Lab Experiments Volume 2.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
What's heard? No, it ain't what's said. Shaping up like fighters, these tired old